I can do everything. There's nothing that I can't do. I think, you know, there's still that last little bit that you're working to get back, but I feel good in the next, you know, month or so as I get into team drills, 11 on 11, doing everything again of that, coming back and feeling 100%. So, like I said, continue to work with the trainers here and strength staff, you know, all the things I need to do to get there, but feeling really good.
Daniel Jones. I think his injury came pretty late in their season, Indianapolis. Sal mentioning Michael Hoyt. First name, when asked about who to sort of look for in the next couple of days and news on players that may be injured. Hoyt had a torn Achilles. It was against Kansas City.
Right.
In week 9 last year, November 2nd. Achilles, it really, I think, has changed.
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like the exception anymore, Daniel Jones. It seems like the rule now
right. Is
that it's like an 8-month injury.
When Rodgers got hurt on opening night
right. 3
years ago, it seemed insane to be considering, it felt like this is a Rodgers production. It's a publicity stunt. He just wants us to talk about him, that he thought he could be back before the year ended. But it turned out maybe his injury just coincided with the advancing, you know, whatever, care for such an injury and the rehabilitation for such an injury. And they're also all not the exact, you know, the severity of the tears can be, I would think, a factor too in that and how quickly you can come back. But it seemed crazy that was even being talked about. But now in hindsight, it maybe didn't. Just because it was Rodgers, it was maybe more annoying, but maybe factually it was fine.
Well, I still think I was being played. We were being played.
Sure, yeah.
But because it was 3 months. But you're right. I mean, that fair point. Maybe it is now possible that you could play
right. Even
in the same
year.
So
Hoyt got hurt in November, early November, right? November 2nd, you said?
Yep.
And he's on the field in May, participating in minicamp, right? He had done stuff on the side, but he was six months. So, I mean, that's... But that's crazy. You know, that injury was just, what year are we talking about here? Late 90s? Like, that was a death sentence for Sam Cowart. He suffered a torn Achilles maybe in his third year. It was early in his career. He looked like
linebacker.
A fantastic, promising player for the Bills, and he just was never the same. But here we have guys that are coming back all the time from that injury now.
Yeah, running backs. When I was getting serious about fantasy, you had, I think Royce Freeman might have been one. Cam Akers had a torn Achilles and maybe another one. He might have had the same injury twice, but it's like, yeah, you can cut them. They're not coming back. And they both did.
Like, yep. I remember with Akers specifically that it seemed incredible that he was back when he was back.
Yeah, right. He played in the playoffs after having been injured. I don't know if it was the same year, but yeah, that's right. It's how I remember it too. Has by the way, just to find out, has word reached you that I joined a new fantasy league? Did you know that?
I don't even those notifications it broke my notifications. Like I don't get notified anymore because it happened so frequently. It wore it out.
I see.
It wore out the
You have it set on your phone that you get normally.
I get told.
Before now.
Yeah.
Before recently, before you disabled
it.
You would get some sort of news item.
I got a weird message late last week that it was like overload.
Okay.
What did you do?
I thought it was funny. I went with that. Wouldn't that be great if Bulldog got like breaking news on his phone that I had joined a league? Oh, I wish I could somehow make that happen.
I get less useful stuff sent to my phone all the time, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, I mean, this would maybe top the list, but... So, no. It'll be my first league with Zach.
Oh, well, how about that?
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
So, I was with Mr. Callie.
Okay.
On Saturday.
All right.
And he mentioned that there's a work league, and we have one opening. I'm like, I wasn't looking for this. I was not looking for this.
I want to say whether I flatter myself to assume that I could have been considered, but I feel like if I wasn't, I've done something right.
Well, Owen's in it.
Right, right. So, Owen, yeah, if Joe asks, hey, why don't you ask your dad? And Owen probably said, no. Dude, no, I'm not going to ask my dad. That no. I like my dad. I want my dad to like me.
Well, you know, like, I have no problem being in it with the guys at work. Sure. I'd enjoy it. But then I asked, this is going to sound so bad. I asked my wife and Joe's mom were sitting at the table. Joe was my nephew. And the four of us are sitting there, and this is brought up. I don't think he exactly invited me, but he's like, you know, if you wanted, you could probably, we can arrange this. And so, I sort of looked around the table and was getting, looked at back, and I asked the question, how much is it? And Joe's like, $20. I'm like, oh no. Now what have I done? This is going to sound bad. I told you. Now I've joined a league for $20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a dollar a week. Of entertainment. And the thing about this, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, but the thing about a league where you pay $20, Joe might have even said we were going to do 10. 10.
What's the payout there?
What do you get if you win?
$80.
Yeah, something like that. it's an evening out.
Yeah.
But fine. The thing about that is it can get fishy. Like, it can get weird if... You can't play poker for nothing.
Right.
Because I'm all in.
Yeah.
People just don't.
Right.
For that kind of money.
You don't get to treat it the same. Yeah.
You might not take it seriously.
Right.
And that scares me a little bit. But I'm in. I did it. I said yes.
If it's a work league, the people here have got professional work, on-air bragging right pride. Like they right. will not. They Content. Will not just. Me, on the other hand. Like,
no pride.
No, don't care.
No professional pride at all.
I'm begging you to mock me for how bad my fantasy team is doing. Yes. I don't care. It means nothing to me.
We will not be wearing gray uniforms, I can tell you that, my team.
Good for you.
Would never.
Good for you.
How did gray even get thought of? Who's to blame? Detroit? The Bills, no offense. The Bills people looked at the Lions in those gray chin-to-toe uniforms and thought, yes. And that's incredible to me. Like, you've actually seen it on an NFL field. Did they even play Detroit once when the Lions were?
Maybe. I
You like them?
I like the Lions uniforms, the gray ones. I like these. I like the gray. I'm not anti. I like the gray.
Did Detroit put theirs with a blue helmet too? Maybe.
I don't remember now. They do have a bright blue helmet that I've seen them wear. I'm just not sure if it's with that gear.
I think they might have, but...
It looks very... It's very similar to that. Whenever a college team even goes... And I hear, like, Zach's over here tweeting about Maction Tuesday nights and whatever. And, I hear it. I understand. You give me a college... Like, Ole Miss comes out in all gray with a red helmet... Which I think they've done, man. I'm 100% here for that. I think it really works for me.
The blue and the gray,
yeah,
it sort of works in the South.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe
the Rebels.
Yeah, that might hit a little too close to gray, but I like that. I'm not at all upset about the color of the new kit. It's for me, it's fine. I recognize that a lot of people feel visceral anger and hatred toward it, and I'm not here to tell you should change your mind. For me, I saw like, oh, everybody's mad at this. Why does everybody hate gray? What did gray ever do to anybody?
No, nothing good. That's what gray ever did to anybody. Nothing good.
Is the worst thing you say about gray is that it doesn't want to choose. It's what's in between black and white. And so,
you're going gray. Is that a compliment?
Right? It's sort of nondescript.
No, it's not a compliment.
You know?
I see you're going gray. Thanks. Yeah. No, that's not a compliment.
No.
I just have never thought of it or hardly ever seen it as a sports uniform color. Like, it's whoever wears gray.
Which...
I guess baseball... Yankees. Baseball teams on the road.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. The point you just made, though, about no, why do it? Nobody does it? Okay. Do it.
That's why?
Yeah. For me, like, it stands out.
$20.
$20. Yeah, what is Paul's? Like, 50? I don't even know.
It's at least 50.
I think it's 50, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not too cheap.
No.
I think maybe that's the number.
Yeah.
For me. I think maybe that's the number. But when he said, after I agreed to play, when he said that, like, oh, no, $20, you pay him in quarters. No, you know, in honor of today, nickels. I'll go get $20 in rolls of nickels. Nah, come on, I'm just kidding. I'm happy to do it. It'll be fun. I get to play head-to-head with Zach and with Joe and Owen for, yeah, among others. Here is Zach with us on the West Shore Hotline. Zach, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just opinion on the jerseys. I want to defend it, but also criticize it at the same time. I understand the marketing aspect behind it, something new. It's my Oregon, gets all these new jerseys. You know, they had to do something a little different. But I also think, like, they've missed the mark these last couple of years where they could have come out with the 90s, late 80s, 90s iteration of the blue home jersey. It's a little different than what they wear now. I know it's not a ton different, but mm-hmm. it definitely is different. If you see somebody walking in a Thurman Thomas jersey or a Jim Kelly jersey, it's definitely different. Numbers are different. And mid-90s, they put the red collar on. I mean, people who are into jerseys definitely recognize that kind of stuff. And there definitely was some, you know, money to be made there. And I feel like they missed the mark. Yes, it's the red helmets, but those jerseys, you know, would have sold. I just wonder, do they not listen? Do they not, you know, do they not care?
I think there's a pretty easy answer to this. We had this conversation earlier, Zach, and it's because people already have them.
Yeah, it's not new.
So they want to sell new stuff. And if I have that Thurman Thomas jersey, I don't think I'd need another one. So,
well, I caught you guys saying that, but it would be new in a James Cook number 4. It would be new.
That's right.
In a Josh Allen 17. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, maybe there's something to be said for leaving that design for those teams. Those are the best teams. The current iteration of the Bills is very talented, but I mean, 4 straight Super Bowls, right? I mean, the Hall of Famers up and down, including the coach. I don't necessarily need the Bills of 2026 running around in the gear that Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly wore. Like, those are their jerseys.
It's already pretty close.
So I don't know. I know that would have been popular. I'd love to know if they had a way to like market analyze this. What they would have thought, or what a equation would have spit out as a result of which do you think you'd sell more of? Because I'll bet they are going to sell $1 million worth of this stuff. I mean, it's expensive. That's a good place to start. But people are going to buy it.
If they do sell $1 million of these jerseys, that'll be $999,000 in profit.
Right.
As well. So there's, you know, I think it's probably a really lucrative thing.
For sure.
I mean, maybe somehow you can get a 90s style jersey with the current guy's name on it, but don't. Never do that.
No, that's
never
like
cross the streams.
That's like a navy blue parole jersey.
Right.
Like, just, no. They exist. Please don't do that.
Sorry, but.
Yeah, no.
I think a jersey should be authentic to
its era.
Who wore it when. You know,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah.
You want it to be like look like it could have been worn in a game. As close to that as mm-hmm. is possible or affordable. Don't, you know, go mixing up eras, though. Thank you, Zach. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this. This is WGR.